We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
Greetings and welcome, precious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, on Channel 21, through the cable provider of Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinko Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Ming Cheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the European Union donates 600 million euro to Nigeria. In sustainable energy news, Indian railways to utilize the power of the sun for energy. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, April 11th, Mr. Alberto Ginastera, considered one of the most important and original South American composers in the 20th century, was born in Buenos Aires in 1916. His work, which incorporates Argentine influences, includes all music genres. He wrote operas, ballets, orchestra pieces, concertos for harp, piano, cello, violin, and more. Some of Mr. Ginastera's most well-known compositions include the ballet Ponombi and the Variaciones Concertantes for orchestra. Further sharing the joy of music with others, he founded the La Plata Music and Performing Arts Conservatory and the Latin American Center for Advanced Music Studies at the Detella Institute in Buenos Aires. In addition, he was a member of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization International Music Council. May marvelously creative musicians like Mr. Alberto Ginastera continue to encourage the public to enjoy the exquisite sounds of the inner and outer melodies.
Flying News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Panama. In late November 2008, heavy rains flooded areas in Panama, affecting over 36,000 people in the Bocas del Toro and Chiriquí provinces, with more than 3,300 homes damaged or destroyed and 10 people who lost their lives. The Panamanian government set up nearly 60 shelters to accommodate those who were displaced by the floods. Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $10,000 on November 25, 2008, for our association's relief team to help comfort and convey her love. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $51,000 in essential supplies in the United States, based on Panama's cost of living.
Throughout December and the beginning of January, the government did not allow passage to the affected areas due to dangerous conditions such as landslides. Although still difficult to access, our association's relief team from Panama managed to reach some of the affected areas in the Bocas del Toro province, using $600 of their own funds for travel and lodging expenses, and they will soon deliver more aid to the more remote regions through the non-governmental organization Nutre Hogar. Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently asks for updates on new relief developments. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team.
April 1st, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding relief work in Panama. Upon hearing the plight of our brothers and sisters affected by the flood in Panama, our most beloved master immediately sent $10,000 to deliver aid to the victims. When our relief team from Panama Center was able to go to the most affected areas in Bocas del Toro province, we delivered the relief packages at two shelters provided by the Panamanian government. The Chiriquí province had recovered quickly after the floods.
During our journey, we encountered very difficult road conditions, destroyed bridges, and a very dense fog during the day. We drove slowly until we finally reached the remote towns. We provided blankets, rice, oil, sugar, salt, cookies that could be eaten right away, safe drinking water, eating utensils, soap, clothes, etc. In addition, because of the high infant population, we delivered baby diapers, small plastic bathtubs, and medicines. Candies and toys were given to the beautiful children who had lost everything just a few weeks before Christmas. They smiled in delight upon seeing Master's picture along with their gifts.
An estimated 300 families, mostly indigenous, benefited. They were astonished that the beautiful lady in the picture, Master, had heard of their difficulty and was sending them help. They said we were the first to deliver the aid directly. We still have some of the donation left that we intend to deliver at a later date or send through an official government agency or NGO if we cannot go ourselves. The aid will go to a remote mountainous part of the Bocas del Toro province.
Despite the long and at times risky journey, we felt very happy and protected by God. We thank our most compassionate Master for giving us this precious opportunity to serve our fellow brothers and sisters. With infinite gratitude and love, Panama Center.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this report with our concerned viewers. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this information.
We sincerely appreciate the Panamanian government for providing such timely help to the flood victims and thank our association's relief team for their diligent assistance. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate care that reaches all those in need. We pray for the protection of all the affected families and a swift return to their fulfilling day-to-day lives. May such devastating weather extremities be eased through our greater consideration for the earth and her inhabitants.
Thousands coping with flash flooding in North China. Ice melting and blockages from the nearby mountains of the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region has caused the worst flooding in 38 years, affecting over 4,000 people in Arksan City and causing more than 260 residents to be relocated. Upon learning of the situation, the Chinese government quickly dispatched Air Force personnel to alleviate the ice blockages causing the flooding and has reported that the water levels are immediately going down. Our sincere appreciation, Chinese Air Force and China, for your timely intervention to assist those affected and to prevent further damage. May the afflicted persons in Arksan City be graced with a quick return to normalcy as we strive to reduce calamities such as these through our more gentle regard of others and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Northern Irish peace negotiator visits Palestine. Mr. Gerry Adams, leader of the Irish Republican Sinn Féin Party, who also played a key role in developing Northern Ireland's current unity government, recently travelled to meet with Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh and other leaders in the region, calling upon his own country's experience of peaceful emergence from internal conflict. Mr. Adams recommended all parties to renounce violence and seek diplomatic resolution instead. He stated, "Following my meeting with Mr. Haniyeh, I believe that progress is possible. As I have said consistently, there needs to be a dialogue between the people of Palestine and their leadership, and the people of Israel and their leadership. That is what worked in Ireland. We are delighted to know of your meaningful engagement in this peace process, Mr. Adams. May your experience and concern help illuminate the path to harmonious coexistence among all Palestinian and Israeli people."
Meat and cheese recalls in the US and Canada. A recent recall by the US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, of soft cheeses produced by a Michigan company has added four more states to the list of the 10 that already received the product. The agency suspects possible contamination with the bacteria Listeria monocytogenes. In Ontario, Canada, 9 types of smoked salmon have been recalled by the federal government due to possible Listeria contamination, with the facility involved having been closed for investigation. Food poisoning by Listeria, which can be fatal, affects especially expectant mothers, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems. In a related matter, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency has advised the public against consuming certain lean ground beef suspected of E. coli contamination. The product was packaged for Canada Safeway stores in northeastern Ontario, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan. E. coli infected beef could cause severe abdominal pain, kidney failure, or strokes, and can also be lethal for those with vulnerable immune systems. Our sincere thanks, US and Canadian food safety officials, for your diligence in guiding the public away from unsafe products. May such illnesses disappear as people everywhere increasingly choose a compassionate, plant-based fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes,
prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%,
prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years,
higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply.
Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste.
Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per US household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Heroic dog alerts man to serious health condition. While shopping during a visit to the United States, Britain's Richard and Amy Dawson were surprised to receive the attention of Ranger, a Boston Terrier canine accompanying Mrs. Holly Topash. Ranger has been trained to safeguard Mrs. Topash by alerting her of impending problems that can be caused by her heart condition. After Ranger's behavior in the store persistently indicated Mr. Dawson's need for help, Mrs. Topash introduced herself and told them about his special ability. Although Mr. Dawson felt fine at the time, a few hours later he became ill and called a doctor because of Ranger's warning. He was taken to the hospital and treated with life-saving surgery for a stroke. Speaking gratefully for her husband's survival, Mrs. Dawson later said, "I still have my soulmate because of that dog." What an amazing canine you are, Ranger. God bless you for your loving protection of a total stranger in Mr. Richard Dawson. Blessed be all our animal companions for their extraordinary talents and devoted care.
Invention exhibition held in Geneva, Switzerland. The 37th International Exhibition of Inventions showcased over 700 innovative developments from 45 different countries, with a wide range of variety that included a balloon for which tying a knot is not required, to a machine that can identify medical issues by a patient merely saying, "Ah." Of the sum 48 prizes conferred, the Grand Prix prize went to the Romanian company MB Technology for a vehicle that can perform security scanning of large trailers or other equipment with no human intervention, thus avoiding the radiation emitted by the scanner. Another top award went to Saudi inventor Mohammed Masaid Al Matravi for his safe swimming pool with inbuilt alerts that lift the pool's ground up within 10 seconds to rescue a non-swimmer. And His Highness Saudi Prince Naif bin Mahmoud bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was awarded the Grand Prix Prize of the International Federation for Inventors, or IFIA, for his design of a new type of relief and rescue helicopter, equipped with a fire-extinguishing rescue unit. Our congratulations, MB Technology, Mr. Al Matravi, Your Highness Prince Naif bin Mahmoud bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, and all other awardees and participants for your thoughtful inventions. We look forward to seeing these creative developments benefiting all of humankind.
Save our planet. Watersheds contributing to Gulf of Mexico dead zone identified. The United States Geological Survey, or USGS, recently reported 150 watersheds, or geographic water runoff regions, spanning 9 Midwestern U.S. states that are responsible for more than 70% of the 8,000 square kilometer oceanic dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, a growing area of water that is unable to support life. The cause of the watershed contamination is animal manure and commercial fertilizers, with the contaminant draining into the Mississippi River basin, which then flows south into the Gulf of Mexico. Also highlighted in the report is a growing ethanol industry originating from fertilizer-intensive corn, which pollutes the Gulf as well as state waterways. Our appreciation, U.S. Geological Survey, for revealing the detrimental effect of livestock raising and conventional farming methods which reach even beyond the nation's boundaries. Let us switch immediately to organic farming and a plant-based lifestyle to end environmental devastation such as these. at the March 2009 SOS Save the Planet Climate Change Conference in Jalapa City, Mexico, attended by Mexican dignitaries and many other participants. Honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference about the solution for the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, among other harbingers of global warming faced by the country.
It's already almost 8,000 square mile dead zone, and now it's going to increase larger. Dead zones are ocean areas that no longer contain enough oxygen to support marine life. River runoff laden with nitrates or farm fertilizers are a main cause of these oxygen-deprived areas. With this year's Gulf of Mexico zone expected to extend beyond 10,000 square miles, there are surely more adverse, terrible situations in Mexico that are not checked due to our carelessness in taking care of the environment and the global warming resulting thereof. We still have hope, high hope, to save the planet. We still have several more years to save the planet. But we are counting down the days. You just be vegetarian. And then you ask anybody who you know to be vegetarian with you. That's the most simple solution and the most effective to save the planet. According to scientific research, according to medical research, and according to all the religious advice.
Save Our Planet. GM reveals City Compact two-wheeler. US-based General Motors Automotive Company, in cooperation with electric scooter maker Segway, has designed a battery-powered two-wheeled vehicle that is safe, fast, affordable, and above all, eco-friendly. Using Segway's two-wheel balancing technology and dual electric motors, the Personal Urban Mobility and Accessibility, or PUMA, vehicle is expected to have a top speed of 35 miles per hour and a range of 35 miles per charge, with plans for an advanced GPS system to facilitate automated operation and aid in obstacle evasion. The Puma's production date is yet to be announced. General Motors Company and Segway are green hats off for this lightweight, sustainable city transport. We can't wait to see such eco-innovations as the Puma in our everyday lives.
Save Our Planet. Mexico City shuts off water supply to residents. As part of a rationing plan announced in January, the government of the capital city of Mexico has turned off water taps to 2 million residents for a 36-hour period. With the local Cuzamela water supply at only 47% of normal levels, repairs are being made to stop massive leaks in the distribution network of one of the main water supply systems. Government officials announced that they would provide 500 trucks of fresh water to those who are the most affected by the water shutdown, and that supplies are expected to resume again next week. Mexico City Government, we appreciate your concerned actions in addressing the severely diminished states of your water supply. We join in prayers for rapid actions by the global community to restore all countries across the globe to a state of equilibrium and pristine purity.
Save Our Planet, inexpensive green solution to help cool the planet. Thursday's award announcement of the Financial Times Climate Change Challenge saw Norwegian inventor and Kenyan resident Jon Bomer garner the top prize of $75,000 for its unique solar-powered oven. With the contest seeking to reward the most reasonable and innovative ways to mitigate global warming, Mr. Bowman's solution, which costs approximately $6, can create safely drinkable boiled water as well as delicious baked bread from just two cardboard boxes, an acrylic cover, aluminium foil and black paint. His hope is that the oven, dubbed the Kyoto Box, will replace tree felling for the estimated 3 billion people globally who still use firewood for cooking. Our respectable accolades and thanks to Mr. Bomer for this humanity and earth-saving device. Through widespread adoption of such simple and effective solution as yours, we are surely on our way to treading more lightly on the planet.
Save Our Planet. Researchers from the US-based Nature Conservancy and Cornell University have confirmed that a small group of Carolina parakeets, believed to be extinct for nearly 100 years, are living in the Rio Platano Biosphere Reserve in Central America's Honduras.
Save our planet. The European Commission has released a report on global warming that predicts a 40% drop in rainfall in the Iberian Peninsula, greatly affecting Spain and Portugal, as well as heat waves of increased frequency, intensity, and duration for all of Europe.
Hi, I'm Buna the Farroella, and I follow a vegetarian diet with no animal products whatsoever. Today, I'm going to share a tip with you on keeping healthy. Exercising regularly is beneficial for us, both physically and mentally. To help you stay motivated, consider asking a friend to be your exercise partner. You can encourage each other to maintain a fun fitness routine, such as walking together in the park. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from South Africa. Our association members from Johannesburg, South Africa, share the benefits of a vegetarian diet with passers-by at the teeming Johannesburg Park Station. They offered SOS flyers on global warming and explained how stopping to eat meat can save our wonderful Earth from the devastating effects of climate change. Our association members also prepared complimentary vegan hot dogs that were very much loved, even those who had never tried vegan food before. People expressed their eagerness to increase vegetarianism in their lifestyle.
Who must not eat meat? You know, animals are like having a life. They are having a soul. So you must not eat them. So be a vegetarian. There's nice vegetarian food that you can eat, but you must not eat animals. Please, please, please.
With heaven's grace, may more and more people take the heroic and noble step and adopt a compassionate diet to safeguard our glorious planetary home.
In world news, the European Union pledges 600 million euros to Nigeria. The contribution is reserved for various areas including trade, developing harmony between regions, and the support of good governance. Nigerian Minister of Commerce and Industry Chief Achike Udenwa said that the donation will be used to enhance the nation's industries and develop the export sector. Our sincere thanks, European Union, and God bless your care and generosity toward the fine people of Nigeria. May all nations assist one another in the spirit of brotherly love. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Indian Railways transitions to solar energy for the environment. We'll just go to the pond and say hi to the gorgeous fish. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more responsible news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a progressive world. In sustainable energy news, Indian Railways is going solar. Minister of State for Railway Dr. R. Velu said Indian Railways, one of the world's largest state-owned railway systems, will use the sustainable energy source to power their administration buildings, training institutes, food service centres, hospitals and water heating. At least four train stations have already made the transition to solar panels. The change is to help reduce pollution and conserve energy. Minister Velu also stated that new technologies to lower exhaust from diesel locomotives are being developed to help reduce emissions related to global warming. Our respectful appreciation, Indian Railways, for your support of cleaner modes of power and transportation. May more countries and companies adopt green energy to bring about a healthier planet for all.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Running Motivation.
A couple were driving home after seeing the movies, and on the roadside they saw a woman was running in the front and a man running after her, very fast, both of them. The wife said to the husband, "Oh, honey, maybe that lady needs help." They stopped and asked the lady if they can help her. She said, "Oh, no, thank you, thank you." But she never stopped running. Said, "Then why are you running so hard?" The running lady said, "Well, my husband and I always run home after the movies, and whoever arrived late will have to wash dishes at home."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I'm a fan of your television and I watch it every day. Supreme Master TV helped me to know a lot of useful news. Thank you. You're working hard to bring good news for all the people in the world. God bless you with your work. Love, Lam from Ao Lạc or Vietnam.
Friendly Lam, we're glad to hear from you. Speaking of good news, one very good news is that if more people can feel for the suffering of our animal friends and be vegan, our planet can be saved. Flyers and videos that help share this important news can be downloaded free of cost from suprememastertv.com/b-veg.php and suprememastertv.com/sos-global-warming.php. Many thanks for your kind wishes. May Buddha and God bless you and your loving co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and stories. If you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world, any day of the year and any time of day.
May faith illuminate your noble path. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The fourth International Level Robotics Contest, Iran Open 2009, was hosted at the Islamic Azad University of Kazin in Iran, with 321 national and foreign teams participating. The Jamaican government seeks to reduce poverty through programs funded by the European Union that include improved community safety and skills development for both parents and youths.
Scientists at Jilin University in Changchun in China employ a natural process to produce a low-sugar, low-calorie fresh vegetable juice that even diabetics can enjoy.
When American Roger Olson saw a squirrel struggling to stay afloat in the flooded waters of North Dakota, USA, he rescued the small animal, then warmed and dried him until he recovered.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping meets with visiting Thai Princess Maha Chakri Sirindorn in Beijing, expressing his appreciation for diplomatic contributions and donations for China's earthquake relief.
Indicating a renewal of the two countries' relations, Syria's foreign minister announced the reopening of the American Language Center in Damascus.
Held in Vancouver this year, Canada's Juno Awards ceremony recognized Canadian-American vegan singer Alanis Morissette with Pop Album of the Year. Dignitaries from Yemen met with ambassadors from Saudi Arabia, Oman, and then Italy for discussions of furthering cooperation between their countries.
The J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles, USA, announces plans to return to the Italian Ministry of Culture a Roman fresco fragment dating from the 1st century BC.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.